Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise today. I give him all glory and all honor today. I just bless his holy name.
The Holy Bible, The King James Version, read by Alexander Scorbitt.
Just 1 second. We're going to get ready to have our devotion, a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and we're going to go on. We don't have but one chapter tonight, and it's about 13 verses, so we're going to do that. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the Lord Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planteth the ear shall not hear. He that formed the eye shall not see. He that chastened the heathen shall not be corrected. Man, knowledge shall not know, shall not he know. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastens, O Lord, and teaches him out of the law. I have just read you from Psalms 94, from the first verse to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
Tears in their eyes, so worthy.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we confess and we repent, and we ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Lord, we just come right now just giving you praise and worship. We magnify your holy name on tonight. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for an opportunity to study your word on tonight. I ask you tonight to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us and teach us tonight. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to move me from this flesh and use this vessel, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, cover them and their families. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to protect them everywhere they go, Lord, everywhere they are, Lord. Just protect right now every member and cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. I'm asking you to open up our understandings on tonight, God. Open up our minds and our hearts, God, and let us hear your voice, God. Let us hear what you're trying to say to us through the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and I bind the strong man tonight. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. I bind you up now. I cast you out, and I command you to go from our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, go now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just give you praise and glory. We magnify you tonight, God. And we honor you, God. We love you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now for being able to study your word on tonight. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. Amen. So we got one chapter here in Numbers 36 that I will read. It's just 13 verses. And the chief fathers of the families of the children of Gilead, the son of Machor, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the son of Joseph, came near and spake before Moses and before the prince, the chief fathers of the children of Israel. And they said, the Lord commanded my Lord to give the land for an inheritance by lot to the children of Israel. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance to Zelophehad, our brother, unto his daughters. And if they be married to any of the sons of the other tribes of the children of Israel, then shall their inheritance be taken from the inheritance of our fathers, and shall be put to the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received. So shall it be taken from the lot of our inheritance. And when the jubilee of the children of Israel shall be, then shall their inheritance be put into the inheritance of the tribe whereunto they are received. So shall their inheritance be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. And Moses commanded the children of Israel according to the word of the Lord, saying, the tribe of the sons of Joseph have said well. This is the thing which the Lord doeth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them marry to whom they think best. Only to the family of the tribe of their fathers shall they marry. So shall not the inheritance of the children of Israel remove from the tribe. For every one of the children of Israel shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of his father. And every daughter possesses an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be wife unto one of the family of the tribe of their father, of her father, that the children of Israel may enjoy every man the inheritance of his father. Neither shall the inheritance remove from one tribe to another tribe, but every one of the tribes of the children of Israel shall keep himself to his own inheritance, even as the Lord commanded Moses. So did the daughters of Zelophehad. For Mahila, Tiza, Tarza, Hogla, and Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, were married unto their father's brother's sons, and they were married unto families of the sons of Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of the family of their fathers. These are the commandments of the judgment which the Lord commanded by the hands of Moses unto the children of Israel in the plains of the Moab by Jordan, by Jordan near Jericho. Amen. That's it right there. And I think we have two questions, or one or two questions. It says, if they marry outside of their own tribe, their inheritance will, oh, Lord, that's why I didn't look up and answer the question. What problems did the daughter of Zelophehad face? What other problems did the daughters of Zelophehad face? Zelophehad. Let me see. I just read that. So the problem was that they can marry out of their tribe. Now, Moses told them they could marry. Y'all can marry who you think best, but you got to marry in your tribe. So you got to marry your daddy's brother's son, somebody like that, like that's what they said that they were going to do. How did God solve the problem? How did he solve the problem of this marriage thing? In verse 6, just like what I said, it said, this is the thing which the Lord doeth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them marry to whom they think best, only to the family of the tribe of their father shall they marry. So that's what God told Moses to tell them to do. But the other Joseph, the Manasseh and them, they was thinking that if they married outside of the tribe, because these one of the girls, the daughters, these some of the daughters that their fathers didn't have any sons, and their father was dead or was going to die, something like that. And Moses told them, and they was concerned about losing their father's inheritance. And so Moses, the Lord told Moses to tell them they wouldn't lose their inheritance, that they would give it to the daughters, their father's inheritance. They would give it to the daughters. But then Manasseh and Joseph then was really concerned about that, because they saying, suppose they marry outside the tribe. Suppose they marry outside of the children of Israel. Then somebody else could get it, the inheritance. And then at Jubilee, they would lose all of the inheritance, all of the land that they had by lot, the lot that they had. So they was trying to stop that, and that's why the Lord told Moses to tell them they could marry who they think best, but it had to be from their father's tribe. So that was that thing. And then,
Apostle, I got a quick question.
Okay.
So, ain't this like incest?
Well, back then, it wasn't. Yeah, it's like incest. But it wasn't, because, you know, down in the family line, they was going way down in the family line, but that went way down right there. But, you know, you got some cousins to the 10th power. You don't even know your cousin until you go to the family reunion. And he's like, oh, man, I used to go with him. And it'd be your cousin. You know what I'm saying? It'd be your cousin, stepfather's cousin, all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But back then, it wasn't that many people in the world. So they was trying to keep it in the family. But he was telling them they married their father's brother's son. So because the mother probably wasn't no kin to him, or something like that. I thought that was the nastiest thing in the world, but you know, it's what the Lord said, so I ain't one of my to say. But yeah, that's almost like incest to me. And but God make everything right when he say do it. So, but yeah, it's like incest, but that's like some of them way down cousins that, like, I almost thought granddaddy was my cousin, because they family from West Point, where my family from, and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, we got to see this thing through first before we talk about getting married, because I might be getting married to my cousin. But because most of the people in the South are related, and any Cunningham you find is related to us. Any Cunningham, especially ones in the South, they're related to us. So all you got to do is throw out some names to the people, fathers or mothers or grandparents, and you'll come up with somebody in my daddy's family or in my mother's family. Mm-hmm. It's something. So keep that land in the tribes and the children of Israel. They didn't want nobody else getting it, because it would just mess up what God had for them, the blessings and the inheritance that their father, that God promised their father that they would have. Let me see if I got any commentary here. And it says, the chief of the families of the sons of Joseph presented a problem to Moses. If the daughters of Zelophehad should marry men outside of their own tribe, then their land would pass into another tribe. So Moses tells them the word of the Lord concerning this, and that's why he told them that. Then on down it says the land was to stay in the tribe. No man could lose his property permanently. At the year of Jubilee, all property would have been mortgaged reverted to the original family again. This was a marvelous arrangement which God made for his people. It was he was trying to protect them. So, you know, even if, and that's why I guess they wanted to keep that in the family like that, because God was really trying to protect them from losing their property and inheritance. And then it says, the conclusion of the book of Numbers, it also concludes the public ministry of Moses. So that concluded Moses' public ministry. Deuteronomy will continue with the private ministry of Moses. It has given us only a glimpse into the lives of God's people during the wilderness experience, marked by failure, rebellion, complaining, and tears. It provided valuable lessons for our own lives as we move through the wilderness of this world. So, yeah, Moses won't come out with no public ministry. He'll be in the background until he dies, until God take him away. And he'll have a private ministry. Mm-hmm. And so with the book of Deuteronomy, which I'm going to give to y'all, if I don't send it tonight, it will be first thing in the morning. It's going to start off, the first five books in the Bible were written by Moses, and they are called the Pentateuch. These books are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So, and I think they're going to start with Joseph and Caleb and Joseph. That's what I'm thinking, instead of Moses. That's why he's going to have a private ministry from here on out in Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. They're going to talk about him in the first chapter or two, but then he's going to fade on out, and then he's going to give up the ghost. And then it's going to be Caleb and Joshua after that, leading the children of Israel and stuff like that. So do we have any questions or comments? Okay. So it's nothing else. Because that one chapter, that was all, and I knew that we was going to get off early tonight, because it was just only 13 verses, but it still was good. On Tuesday night, everybody should have their chapters of Deuteronomy. The chapters of Deuteronomy in their email. All you have to do is get them and just look over them and stuff. This should be a really good book. Just teaching us stuff that we need to know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're going to go ahead on. I'll be on here tomorrow night. I was going to change it early, but we'll probably stay on for about a half hour tomorrow night. I'm not going to worry about it. I'll just get on here. And at the very same time, and we won't stay on the whole hour. I'm being led by the Holy Ghost. So if we go past a half hour, it'll be just because it's the Holy Spirit and took over and took control and everything. So I'm not going to hold you all. It was good. The book of Numbers was really good. So we're going to dive right into Deuteronomy and see what it got to tell us. Amen. All right.
Amen.
So I'm getting ready to we're gonna get ready to close out, and we'll be right back on here tomorrow night. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord. I'm asking you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Lord, you know what they stand in need of on tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask you to cover their mind, every thought they have, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to protect them tonight and their families tonight, God. I ask you to cover them, and I apply the blood on each one of them right now and over their household, over their children, over their grandchildren, over their homes, God, over their cars, their vehicles. I apply the blood right now over them to protect them everywhere they go, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to build them up where they torn down, strengthen them where they weak right now, God. In the name of Jesus, just bless how you see fit, God, how they need blessing, God. Just bless them, touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free on tonight. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. God bless you all. You all have a good night. God bless you. We'll talk tomorrow. Amen. Good night.
Good night. Love you.
Good night. Love you.
Good night. Love you, too.